Accused Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev is due back in court in September after pleading not guilty to all the charges against him. The Tsarnaev arraignment in federal court in Boston yesterday was his first public appearance since his dramatic arrest in April. We have two reports on the arraignment. In a few minutes, we'll hear reaction from outside the courtroom. But first, WBUR's Deborah Becker describes what happened inside.
In a tense, crowded federal courtroom, 19-year-old Jahar Tsarnaev appeared young, somewhat indifferent, and healthy. He looked a lot like his photos, despite his swollen face and what appeared to be a cast on his arm. As U.S. Marshals led him into the courtroom in an orange jumpsuit and handcuffs, a woman believed to be a member of Tsarnaev's family started to weep. Tsarnaev glanced behind her and appeared to give her a lopsided smile. Some of the victims were also weeping at the sight of the man blamed for the life-altering injuries either they or their loved ones suffered in the April 15th attack. Among them was 44-year-old Mildred Valverde of Somerville, who was at the marathon finish line. She now walks with a cane after suffering torn ligaments and muscle and nerve damage. For Valverde, Tsarnaev's courtroom appearance was upsetting.
He looked really rough. Like, he had the orange jumpsuit on. His hair wasn't done. He turned and looked at his supporters. He kind of had like a smirk on his face, which, you know, was kind of upsetting.
Valverde said she does not support the death penalty. She would prefer that Tsarnaev, if convicted, spend the rest of his life in prison. 17 of the 30 counts in the federal indictment carry the possibility of the death penalty. That's something the Federal Justice Department will decide whether to pursue. Also in the courtroom were several law enforcement officers, including some from Watertown, where Tsarnaev was arrested after he was discovered hiding in a tarp-wrapped boat. Watertown Police Chief Ed DeVoe says he's glad he was in court.
We're really happy to see the judicial process moving forward. I was honored and humbled to be sitting with the victims in the courtroom today.
Among those there to show support for Tsarnaev were about a half dozen members of the wrestling team at Tsarnaev's high school, Cambridge Ringe and Latin, and some people who came because they said they're not convinced that Tsarnaev is responsible for the bombings. Prosecutors told the judge they expect to call between 80 and 100 witnesses, and the trial could last as long as 4 months. Judge Marianne Bowler warned that while many of the legal documents in the marathon case are now impounded, the court is reluctant to continue to withhold information from the public. When Tsarnaev's lawyer tried to enter pleas on her client's behalf, Judge Bowler asked that Tsarnaev answer himself. In accented English, he pleaded not guilty to all of the charges against him. He's scheduled to be back in court in September. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.